Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September the 5th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 3.25 cents, closing at 358.5. November beans up 19 cents, closing at 968.5. And December wheat up 4.25 cents, closing at 443. Strong day in the grains. Twofold support out here. Number one, the North Korean situation. There was news that they're moving possibly missiles around in case we decide to attack them. I think, you know, that all the talk is getting us nowhere. I think the president has to do something, unless the Chinese really want to stop this thing. I think it can get heated fairly quickly, but I really don't see the Chinese wanting that to happen. So maybe they're going to stand in and tell this idiot in North Korea to stand down. At any rate, that was one part of the strength. The other part is obviously Hurricane Irma. Is it going to go straight up Florida into the Carolinas? Is it going to go back into the Gulf? It's really too early to predict yet. Best guesses are that it's going to go straight up Florida, but we'll have to see. If that happens, it's going to do some damage. North Carolina, South Carolina, corn and beans, and it's going to add a little bit of fuel to the fire out here. Export inspections this morning, nothing really special. 644 on the beans, light on the wheat, 252, corn 798. The funds coming in, you know, I'm guessing they're probably short about 50 wheat, 45 corn. I think they came in short about 15 beans, maybe a little bit more than that. But I think after today, they're going to be pretty close to even out here. We've had a nice rally in the beans, better part of 50 cents. I think we can still move this thing higher. I think corn can move higher. So when it's all said and done, I really believe, like I did last week, that we've turned a corner in this market. Gold and silver were strong. The Dow Jones is down 230. It's been down about 250, now even more than that, about 278 at one point here today. So obviously the world's concerned about what's happening. Is the Dow down because of the hurricane? Partly. Is it down because of North Korea? Again, it's having that same effect. So right now, while the world's got all this uncertainty, they're coming for commodities. Gold, silver, grains, even hogs were sharply higher here today. So we had the dollar down 48. Again, that contributed to the strength. Overall, I think this market can move higher. We sold off a little bit toward the close, off our highs by about a nickel in the beans, 2 or 3 cents in the corn. I think that's because people might think that we could see a little bit of improvements. I'm not in the crop ratings. I'm not sure we'll actually see improvements. I think the corn will be about the same. I think the beans actually might go down a tick out here. I don't see any great reports. Rich Feltus from R.J. O'Brien, who I have a lot of respect for, came out with some very small numbers on corn and beans out here. So I don't know if he's going to be right, but I think it's somewhere between the government and where Feltus is would probably give us a good average guess of where we're going to wind up here. And at any rate, it's lower than the government. I think that's going to be supportive as well. That's about it. We'll see what the crop ratings are at 3 o'clock. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.